This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump cast his vote Saturday in Florida, ahead of another busy day with three campaign rallies as he works to close the gap with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. At a rally in North Carolina, President Trump said a Joe Biden victory would break the momentum for COVID-19 vaccines.
If Joe Biden and his Democrat socialists gain power, they will delay the vaccine, which is happening. I mean, we got them. They're coming real soon.
At a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden said, if elected, his focus will be on shutting down the coronavirus, not the economy.
An independent analysis by Moody's, a Wall Street firm, looked at my plan and his plan in detail. This is Moody's. And they said, my plan will create 18.6 million jobs in the next 4 years. That's 7 million more jobs and $1 trillion more in growth than the president's plan.
The Biden campaign deployed a key surrogate Saturday, former President Barack Obama, who spoke in Miami. Afghan security forces say they have killed Abu Musan Amasri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Amasri has been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Officials in Cameroon say gunmen stormed a school on Saturday and opened fire, killing at least six children and wounding about eight more in a region where separatist insurgents operate. Some children were injured jumping from second-story windows. It was unclear if the attack was linked to an ongoing struggle between the army and groups seeking to form a breakaway state in the English-speaking West. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has hit a daily record of coronavirus cases with more than 83,000 reported infections. The surge is causing one hospital in Idaho to turn away patients because it's overwhelmed with coronavirus cases. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Like many hospitals around the country, St. Luke's Magic Valley Medical Center is running out of bed space. The facility in Twin Falls says one out of every four patients has coronavirus. And now, unless it's an emergency, new pediatric patients will be sent more than 100 miles away to a hospital in Boise. Utah's governor's warning that state's on the brink and says healthcare providers won't be able to take care of everyone. South Dakota's governor says they're excelling, keeping the economy thriving despite topping 9,000 cases. And even though the governor of Texas has sent 500 extra medical workers into El Paso County, health officials there are describing a dire situation. Nationwide, some 70,000 daily new cases were reported this week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in Britain say they will try to stop people from leaving Wales, which has started a 17-day lockdown to slow a surging rate of coronavirus infections. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The Gloucestershire Police Force will patrol routes from Wales and pull over drivers they believe are making long journeys. Travellers without a good excuse will be asked to turn around. The department says if they don't comply, officers will inform their Welsh counterparts so they can take action, because Gloucestershire Police don't have the authority to fine people travelling from Wales. The situation illustrates the patchwork of coronavirus restrictions imposed by authorities throughout the UK, which has Europe's deadliest coronavirus numbers. Zaria Shackley, London.
Nigeria's police chief ordered the immediate mobilization of all force resources on Saturday to control the worst street violence in two decades, stemming from protests against police brutality. The unrest, unprecedented since the 1999 return to civilian rule, is the most serious political crisis confronting President Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler elected in 2015. Violence, particularly in the commercial capital Lagos, escalated after demonstrators were shot on Tuesday night. Guinea's National Election Authority says Alpha Condé won Guinea's disputed presidential poll, setting the stage for a controversial third term. The announcement follows days of post-election violence in which around 10 people were killed in clashes across the nation of some 13 million people. Protesters hit the street of Conakry again Saturday, and residents of some suburbs said police officers were firing tear gas canisters to clear them off. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.